This is Torch columnist Sean Radican, joined by my co-host Derek Bergen for a very special edition of the Radican Audio Showcase. And today we are going to be talking the Tyler Black Samoa Joe match that has been added to the Escalation DVD from Dayton, Ohio. Derek, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Sean. You know how great it was because we both got the DVD shipped to us today, and I immediately went to the extra and sent you an immediate email fucking 1 minute into the match saying this is the greatest thing ROH has ever done. And from an audio and visual standpoint, I was floored, and I can't give Ring of Honor enough, or actually the production crew they went through, enough kudos. It knocked me off my feet. What did you think?
Yeah, right from the beginning when Tyler Black makes his entrance, it's incredible looking compared to what we've seen in the past. You can actually see everything. There's no glaring lights, no audio problems with the music and the crowd. You can hear one person talking while the music plays. The shot of Tyler Black is amazing at the beginning when he's posing on the ropes, and you referred to that as well. What were your initial thoughts?
They finally instituted a crane camera or something, and it was like the first time when the XFL came on and they did the camera that goes down the middle of the field, and it just changed the way you watch football. And now NBC and Fox, they all just ripped it off immediately. And this is something that the shot they have of Tyler Black when he's mugging for the crowd is just like something you'll see in any, like, the TNA video game or WWE video game or WWE pay-per-view productions. It's just so professional, and it's just like, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I was watching Ring of Honor and seeing this production, a level of production, and it was just, I couldn't believe it, Sean. That was why I emailed you, and I was just so excited. And it's like, if this is the first step to a new Ring of Honor, we're in for some good stuff coming, because, wow, what a start. And then you can, how long did the match go, Sean, and how did you feel the crowd took to it with the return of Samoa Joe? And let me tell you, I was more than excited to hear the return of his music, the watered down TNA version, just so to get me amped up like the old Godzilla theme that Ring of Honor uses.
I mean, the match roughly goes between 17 and 20 minutes, and Joe got an awesome reaction coming out and for his introductions, and I thought it was a really good match as well. Joe got to hit all his signature spots, and Black actually ended up kicking out of some of Joe's signature spots, including the Island Driver at one down the stretch. And so it was a really good match. The crowd seemed to wear themselves out leading up to the finish, and then they popped again when Joe ended up taking the match clean with the his signature muscle buster choke combination in the end. But I thought it was a really good match, and the crowd was really into Joe's comeback. And
How did you like the new crew? Because I assumed it was the old crew with new cameras, because you can see the men, they're just like professional cameramen now. They got the camera on the side of their shoulders, they got the headsets on, and you told me that was a whole new crew, and that if you look closely, you'll still see the old Ring of Honor kids running around with their $200 JVC cameras, whatever. So how did you feel the new crew did the actual match, other than the crane shot, which was just awesome throughout? Whenever they used it sporadically, it just added so much that I felt to the presentation. But how did you feel the normal hard cam and the close-up cuts go?
Oh, man, everything looks so much better. Just the overall picture, I mean, it's such a leap in quality compared to what I'm used to. I mean, even from the floor click cam, which is usually pretty good, it was noticeable. And like I said, I think the thing that really takes it over the top is that crane cam, because it just the crane cam gave such an amazing perspective for them to edit in different shots throughout the match, close-ups, entrances, and things like that. And they got some really nice close-ups while they were doing some mat work in the ring. And it's amazing. Like, the entire crowd is lit well. Just with the from the hard camera, it looks fantastic. And it's everything we've been wanting for so many years, you know?
Yep.
It's just things we've been begging for.
You can't complain about this at all. And you of course, picked the perfect guy. I mean, Chicago loves Samoa Joe, and I think it speaks volumes, because after the match, on a lot of the Ring of Honor shows I've gone to in Chicago and everywhere, Philadelphia, across the board, Orlando, as soon as the show's over, there's a mass rush to the door. I mean, that's it. And these crowd, they didn't know what he was going to do. They didn't know what was going on. They just all stayed. You know, no one's trying to beat the traffic. they wanted to pay their respects to Samoa Joe, which led to a nice little scene at the end there. Why don't you guide us through Samoa Joe's speech?